Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Owl's Nest. My name is Stone Feltz, and I'm here with Amy Spinato, Director of Financial Aid here at Hartford Community College. Thank you for being on the show today, Amy.
Great to be here.
So tell us about the big thing that every student has to fill out to get financial aid, the FAFSA.
It's the free application for federal student aid. It's the foundation for all the money that students are going to need to actually attend school. It needs to be done every year. And so for students that are going to attend school next fall, for fall of 2020, they need to complete the 2020-2021 FAFSA. And the priority date is going to be March 1st.
And that's a deadline, correct?
That's a priority deadline. Students can still complete the FAFSA after March 1st, but for priority consideration, especially for Maryland state aid, that's the recommended date. So if, Hartford Community College has a number of events this month. We call it FAFSA February to assist families in completing the form.
You also have student scholarship. Tell us a little about what you offer and what you have.
We have a host of scholarships. The institution awards quite a bit. The scholarship process is going to be opening March 15th through May 15th, and that's an online process. So all students who have applied to Hartford Community College and have completed a FAFSA can apply through a program called Award Spring. So if you have been admitted to Hartford Community College and can access OWNET, you can apply through the All About Me tab, and starting March 15th, you can apply. And basically, you complete an essay, and possibly you might have to upload some letters of recommendation, not for all scholarships. And we will match you for what scholarships you may qualify for. In addition to those scholarships, we do have a separate batch of merit scholarships and other institutional programs. And we would just suggest that you contact the financial aid office for those programs. We do have brochures available in our office, in the high schools, and you can also find information online on our website. The financial aid office also has a Facebook page where we post a lot of our opportunities there as well.
You have this thing called Cash Course. Tell us a little about that.
We do. It's an online course. And the good thing about that is if you take it, you could actually win some money. So it's an online course. There's a book scholarship provided through APG Federal Credit Union. Basically, you would log in through cashcourse.org. And we have more information in our office about that and how to log in. Once everybody who completes the course, we consider for a drawing that's going to be held on May 1st. And the winner is going to be notified by campus email. And again, basically, it's for an opportunity to win a $250 book scholarship each time you finish a different lesson. So there's more than one lesson that you can complete online. So it doesn't actually require that you come in to a face-to-face session, because we have those as well. We have something called Money Mondays, where we answer financial aid related questions. And we're actually starting those coming up on Monday, February 10th. We're going to have actually starting Monday, February 10th through Monday, March 9th, a number of sessions. Our first session on the 10th is going to be on the FAFSA application. We're going to have sessions on Maryland state aid, scholarships in the federal work study program. We're going to have a session on student loans and something called satisfactory academic progress. So, and with those, again, if you actually stay for the whole session, students could be eligible to receive a free lunch voucher to the Globe Cafe and actually earn points, participant points, each time they attend a session. And that goes towards prizes provided through the Office of Student Life. So it's a good opportunity. One of the reasons that we have all these programs is actually to remind students to not delay doing their FAFSA, because March 1st is almost here. Don't delay doing the 2020-2021 FAFSA. Do it today. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a number of opportunities where staff is actually going to be available to help students complete that 2020-2021 FAFSA. Mondays and Thursdays in February, we have sessions in the Student Center from 4 to 7 in Student Center 243. We just ask that you contact our office. Kathy Vest in our office can be reached at 2257, so she can actually give students a list of what items they would need to bring. It's going to be on Monday, February 10th, 17th, and 24th. And Thursday, February 13th and 20th in the Student Center. And again, that's for students that, you know, might need some additional assistance actually completing that FAFSA form. Because as a reminder, that really is the foundation for all the funding that students may need to help them, you know, go to school.
Now, you said the priority deadline is March 1st. Really is coming just around the corner here. And how long roughly does it take to fill out the FAFSA? I know there's kind of a stereotype of it takes forever to fill out. How long does it actually take to fill out?
different people say different things. On average, about 30 minutes. When the actual FAFSA application, there's a worksheet. It says it takes less than an hour. The federal government says it takes about 22 minutes, but on average, I would say about 30 minutes. I will promise people that after you do it the first time, the second year, it takes less time. The information's already populated and it'll transfer over at least the demographic information. And it's an annual application. It's not a one and you're done. If you're going to be going to school, you know, more than 1 year, as most students do, again, it is an annual application that does need to be done each year you plan on attending.
Now, do you know of any other websites that you can tell us about that has scholarships?
Oh, absolutely. So the Harvard website, harvard.edu, we offer a lot of information regarding scholarships, including donor scholarships, but also the state of Maryland. The Maryland Higher Education Commission is very generous, and their website is mhec.state.md.us, and they give all sorts of information regarding legislative scholarships, like senatorial and delegate scholarships. So if families don't know who their legislative representative is, they can actually go online and find out who they are and reach out to them and find out what the process is. And there's also other scholarships that they can search online, including the Community College Promise Program. And again, the FAFSA is a real big part of that. In addition to the Maryland Higher Education Commission, there's the Smart Guide to Financial Aid, and that website is finaid.org, finaid.org. There's something called the Central Scholarship Bureau at central-scholarship.org. There's the FastWeb Scholarship Search, fastweb.com, fastweb.com. Harford Community College Financial Aid, which is harford.edu/financial aid. So again, if all else fails, again, just contact the financial aid office and we're happy to provide you a list of all the websites I just mentioned.
So if someone was going to come in for an in-person session, where's the office and where is it at?
Okay, we're located in the Student Center, which is where the Globe Cafe is located, where admissions is located. So it's the Student Center, top level. And we are located, again, top level, and our office hours are Mondays and Thursdays, we're open from 8:30 to 7. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we're open 8:30 to 5. And Fridays, we're open from 8:30 to 4:30. Prior to the semester starting, we do have extended hours where we're open late and some Saturdays. So again, we will post any extended hours on our website and on doors and on the video monitors in the buildings.
So your office has student federal work program opportunities. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's a great program. And again, it does require that a student completes a FAFSA. And the jobs aren't necessarily in our office, but again, it's because a student has completed some, you know, the FAFSA form. And so there could be jobs in athletics office, could certainly be jobs in the financial aid office, in the library. Hayes High's House has work study opportunities. Again, really any department on campus, if they put a job description in, could have job opportunities. The Early Learning Center, the Test Center, there's a variety of community service jobs available. We have America Reads program where there's reading tutors like through the Boys and Girls Club. So it's a great way for students to get engaged with the community. When a student is more involved in school, do better and they actually stay in school. So it's a wonderful program and they actually earn money while they're here. And so it's a great program. It is so popular right now that I think we have a little bit of a wait list, so that's why we're going to recommend that, you know, you do your FAFSA and you let us know if you're interested for the 2020-2021 school year.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any sponsored events that your office puts on?
Oh, we have lots of events. Again, the Money Mondays event is something that we do. Again, last evening we had the Maryland Community College Promise event, and we've done a few of those. Again, I just need to do a plug for that because that's a wonderful program through the state of Maryland. Again, it's a program for recent high school graduates. So somebody who's graduating in 2020 or graduated in 2019, if they live in a single parent household, they make less than $100,000 or a two parent income household of $150,000 or less, they could be eligible for free tuition and fees. So we have those types of events. We have the FAFSA event where we actually do the FAFSA February. We did You Can Afford College college or as part of our admissions open houses where we do FAFSA completion events. So we do quite a bit. And in the fall semester, we went out to various high schools, actually all the high schools or most of the high schools in Harford County. And we actually participated this year for the first time in something called the Parent Academy, where we actually spoke with parents in middle schoolers. And we're going to be going out to Blair High School, I think on March 7th, and actually speaking to parents of middle schoolers and even elementary school parents, kind of talking about Harford Community College and talking about financial aid and talking about scholarships and talking about the college process. So we do quite a bit of events, and we partner with our admissions office and a lot of other offices on campus.
Well, that's great. I mean, the parents are just as involved really as the students, it feels like, in the application process and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you guys ever have any workshops you guys put on?
We do. We do. Again, the Money Mondays is one of the main workshops that we do. And again, that's one Mondays. And again, it's in the Student Center from 1 to 2 p.m., the Student Center 243. And again, walk-ins are welcome. Again, they can learn about the FAFSA, the various types of grants, scholarships, work studies, and loans. They can find out what satisfactory academic progress or SAT means and how it can affect their financial aid status. Again, they win a free lunch voucher and again, win those participants towards prizes from the Office of Student Life. So again, we certainly do. And if students have suggestions for topics that they have an interest in, we're certainly willing to hear of what sort of things they have an interest in learning about.
So one more time before I let you go, what are the deadlines again for the student scholarship application?
The student scholarship application for the fall semester is May 15th. It will actually, the scholarship site will open up on March 15th. And again, the deadline is May 15th.
And it all circles around back to the FAFSA. It's what you have to fill that out to get the scholarships to do pretty much everything, correct?
Correct.
And when is the deadline, or the priority deadline, excuse me, for that?
Priority deadline is March 1st.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. Hopefully everyone goes out and fills their FAFSAs.
Great, thank you.
You're listening to What's Up at the Owl's Nest today on 91.1 WHFC with your host, Allie Cobert. And today, who do we have on the Owl's Nest today? None other than Dr. Ben Fissler, Associate Professor of the Theater and Coordinator of the Arts for the Drama Department here at Harford Community. So what is your role at HCC's Drama Department currently?
Well, I am the full-time professor of theater, so I'm kind of an advisor, overseer of everything that happens. I'm also the coordinator for the arts, for arts and humanities, so that means my position is primarily more supervisory and advisory, and we have some wonderful part-time instructors who take care of all our performance classes and our production classes, and I sort of take the lead on making sure that everything is happening in terms of the course opportunities, the production opportunities, and the studio work that is needed in order for students to get a fully rounded theatrical education.
Wow, that's so exciting. Theater was always something that I had been around, coming from Edgewood High School, a very big theater department there. And so I knew coming to HCC, the theater department here was excellent as well. Can you tell me what upcoming projects are going on?
Yes, we have three shows that are very much in development right now. In fact, one even opens this Friday. And the one that opens this Friday is called No Exit. It is a masterpiece of existential tragedy by none other than the existentialist philosopher himself, Jean-Paul Sartre. And it is a play about four people who discover they are in the abyss. They are in damnation. And their expectations of what, if I may say, hell is very different from what they've been told in folklore. It's very much a situation where their own existential crisis, their own senses of their own guilt at what they did and what they didn't do is what's really the core of their torture. It's not Dante Alighieri's version of, you know, the Inferno. It's, you know, the existential Inferno, if you will.
Are tickets still available for that?
Yes, they are absolutely available. It's in our I should say it's the theater on campus that is designed for the theater program. So it's primarily where the student productions and other related projects tend to happen. And of course, all the theater courses happen in that same wing. It's our Black Box Theater, which is right here in Joppa Hall, room 032 in the left rear of the building. And it's a really nice space for experimentation and for plays like this.
Of course, of course. And for this particular topic, how did this play happen to come about?
Well, that's one of the great things about the student production season. We have lots of theater on campus, as you probably know. There is a resident theater company, Phoenix Festival Theater. There's a whole cultural event season that brings in invited productions. There's Harford Dance Theater. But the Actors Guild, as it's called, and it's for all artists of the theater, not just actors. It's mainly called Actors Guild, so we are right at the beginning of the alphabet in listings. But it's for the students, by the students, to support the theater program. And it was the students who got together and devised the season for this year in collaboration with the faculty. But No Exit was absolutely a proposal by one of the students. And the students liked the idea, and the faculty felt that we could manage it. So now we're doing it.
It sounds super exciting. So besides No Exit, what other projects does the theater department have upcoming?
Well, we do have a production after No Exit. We're going into our edgy and definitely not for children musical. It's called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. If you know the musical Hamilton on Broadway, I think of it as Hamilton's leaner, meaner, raunchier little brother. It is a small group of ensemble that addresses in many ways some of the most in-your-face ways. It's grunge musical satire. So it does not pull any punches about the level of brutality that was commonplace at the time, especially with regards to the treatment of Native Americans during the presidency of Andrew Jackson. And it is not for the faint of heart. It is not easy to take, but it is a wonderfully topical look at 200 years later. Let's take another look at one of our founding presidents and the legacy of the early republic.
It's always interesting to me how we're able to retell stories and modernize them in a way and almost make it contemporary while still sticking true to the historical roots of a story. And I think it's excellent that our drama department is able to take those different sides to the stories and put it for people's enjoyment and entertainment and also just teach people.
Right.
And it sounds like everything that you and the drama department are trying to convey to the students and the community is to have fun with history. And just very pressing and very risque topics almost.
Sometimes they're risque, but they're always risky. I think that's important to keep in mind. It's very important to do the shows that'll bring in a mass audience, and Harford Community College has got that covered. The students need the opportunity as well to do shows that aren't the big name shows, that that have more of a specialized audience, because those are the kinds of projects that are more likely, I shouldn't say more likely, but those are the kinds of projects that have their own unique challenges. And it's really a wonderful opportunity for the students to engage in the kind of material that if we were beholden to a box office, we wouldn't necessarily be able to do. And that's really important because one of the things that makes the Actors Guild as an organization unique is that it is by the students, for the students, with faculty support. But even No Exit is being directed by a former student who's come back as a guest artist. Andrew Jackson is being directed by a current student. And although Mind of a Child, which is the last project we're going to talk about, is a devised theater, so it's collective creation and all the students are working together to create it with my supervision as the, you know, director, facilitator, whatever you want me to call. It's still very much student ownership of the work and an opportunity for them to really focus on what they can get out of it and what they need for their training.
You also touched on the last project that you and the students are working on as well. Could you talk more about that?
The Mind of a Child is our final show of the season, and it's a devised theater piece. It has essentially no preset script, just an idea. And the idea is, what would a theater production created entirely from the ideas of a 7-year-old child look like?
No.
That's exactly the idea.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm genuinely, okay, I'm going to go see that because I'm genuinely, my interest is sparked.
We've been working on it since early fall, and we have started with just kicking ideas around, doing improvisation, playing around with ideas. There were unicorns and family drama and all sorts of things that came out of the mind of our inspiring young mind. And it's evolved since then. And starting about a week from tomorrow, we're going to have the final script developed by the group. And that's going to get us into rehearsals leading into May. And we open May 29th and we run until June 7th.
To get away a little bit from the drama department, we had discussed previously, before the interview, about your personal projects.
Mm.
And in my opinion as a student, I think it's wonderful that our staff is so involved with not only the school, but other projects, because you guys are still in the field and you're still learning for yourselves, it seems like, to keep adapting to the changes that are in the industries, and you're able to relay that on to the students. So if you could tell me more about what you've learned and your experiences as someone who's still working in the field.
Well, I can certainly tell you about what I'm doing. I don't know how much wisdom I can impart about how things work or what I'm learning. I'm just learning. Like you said, as an artist, you never stop learning, you never stop training, and that's why it's so important for all our faculty to be working professionals and involved in a variety of, you know, practical work.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I call myself a whatever people ask me to do for the theater-er, which broadly conceived means that I've done film projects as an actor, I've done theatrical productions and concerts as an audio designer. I often joke and say, I think I've done everything a professional performing artist can do other than sew costumes. Like, I think I've been paid to do everything except sew costume. And it's recently I've been working with a film production company that a good friend of mine runs called Simpatico, and they actually gave me my two genuine IMDb credits. I have one right now, and the other one is pending, but the one that's pending, thank you. That was not the first movie I did. It was not the first piece I did. I've also been on things. I've done lots of crazy projects, everything from ID Channel work, and I've done, you know, short films, and I've done independent films, and I've done all sorts of crazy things. But I'm not going to be famous at any point. But, you know, most of the working professional artists are not famous people. And that's one of the great misconceptions, is that there is that there's two kinds of working professionals in, and you probably run into the same thing as a mass communications professional. There's this idea that if you're not actually on the radio, you're not making a living. And that's just simply not true.
No, not at all.
Yes, there are some Meryl Streeps out there, but there are also, you know, 1,000 actors out there getting work every day who are not ever going to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I just love doing it. I've never been bored once in my entire life because, like you said, I'm always learning new things. And I'm able to bring students and former students into the work that's happening. Just did a scene for a movie with where we played zombies, and I was able to get myself into the project as well as a former student and a current student.
I think that's absolutely wonderful.
It's wonderful stuff, yeah.
I think it's great that you're also keeping in the community, and it seems like you definitely have not necessarily an influence, but you're able to push students and bring students together to push them out into the world of acting and pursuing what they really want to do and making it practical.
It's true. If there is one word of advice that I have ever gotten in response, that I will always carry with me that works in every situation about being an artist in mm-hmm. general, broadly conceived, is if you want to know how to get into the industry, the answer is get into the industry any way you can. Do as many projects as you can, submit work to as many projects as you can, and keep looking and keep looking and keep looking. And don't worry that you probably will get rejected 95% of the time, because that's just the way it works. It's like you're a small business and you're selling your product, which is whatever your particular skill set is, and sometimes they're buying and sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But if you don't try to sell it, if you don't submit your work to as many places as possible, then you're not going to get any work. It's like the old sports analogy that says you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I've definitely heard words like that before, but it's wonderful to hear that our staff is pushing for you guys to just try, and for our students and our community to just put themselves out there. And I think it's wonderful that you promote that. And I think it's great that you are so involved with the students here. Speaking of student involvement, how can students get more involved with the drama department at HCC?
Students can get involved in the department by taking classes, or they can get involved in the department by sending an email to me saying they want to do a show with Actors Guild, or they want to be involved with anything. Contact me and I will point you in the right direction, whether it's I want to audition for the next thing coming up, or I want to help out with tech for the next show. We'll get you connected.
It has been excellent to hear all about what the drama department has to offer here at HCC. I'm so excited to hear about all the upcoming projects, and I honestly want to get out to some of those shows. I feel as though I definitely would enjoy them. Maybe not everybody, but I know I would. Hopefully some of our listeners would too.
That would be great.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to get to know you and hear all about the fun, exciting things that are to come this year.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening to What's Up at the Owl's Nest today on 91.1 WHFC. You first listened to Stone Phelps with Amy Spinato, Director of Financial Aid Services at Hartford Community, and learned all about the cool financial aid opportunities that we have here at Hartford Community, followed by myself, Allie Cobert, with Dr. Ben Fissler, who's Associate Professor of Theater and Coordinator of the Arts here at Hartford Community. We learned all about the cool upcoming student-run and student-led productions that are here at Hartford. So, with that said, thanks for tuning in today, and we'll catch you next week. Until next time, stay curious.